You know, just thinking about like that subject matter of the Mothman prophecies and these sort of experiences that we have, like those people that said they witnessed this thing, and then you have this investigator trying to prove that with all of these anecdotal, these stories that people are telling, and everyone has a similar like archetype that they're talking about. Like, I saw this thing, it looked like this, it had this feeling to it. And you know, they all could be hallucinating, but there's something, there's like a pattern there, and people are trying to explain that and they're trying to connect it. And then there's this sort of quality to that where it's unreal and real at the same time. And it's like that space, and I think film actually does a, and I'm sure literature and books do this as well, but I think with film, I'll bring up a filmmaker that I've really liked over the years, who's obviously now a cult filmmaker at this point, David Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he's obviously very well known, but he's an art filmmaker. He makes really surreal stuff, and occasionally that dips into the mainstream. But like, what I've appreciated about him is that anytime he's been interviewed and they ask him to explain what he made, he just kind of refuses to do so. He just is like, I don't know, what's kind of boring. What's the point of explaining what I'm doing here? And his whole mentality about filmmaking seems to contradict a lot of how mainstream filmmaking is done, which is to have a distinct, you know, narrative with a kind of nice and tidy conclusion to all of it. And he'll actually take you on a long journey through a thing, and then he won't actually give you any answers by the end of it. Because the point was never to reach a conclusion. The point was just to give you an experience and to feel something you wouldn't have otherwise been able to experience. And that's it. That's the point. And I like that. Like, I had to come to a place where I'm
No,
like, that's cool, you know? Yeah.
I mean yeah, no, I'm laughing because it's funny you mentioned it. I mean, I read the Mothman. I haven't thought about this book in ages, and I read it so many years ago. But I remember when I read it, I thought this is such a fucking Lynchian book.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
such a yeah, like the like reading Mothman prophecies. It's like walking through like Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
It really is a really kind of like strange book in that sense, because everything that Lynch is putting on the screen, I mean, that's, I mean, he's, you know, I feel, I don't know if you saw the season three of Twin Peaks,
I
but what's
did,
the name?
yeah.
The Woodsman. I mean,
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's seen The Woodsman somewhere, you know, like,
Yeah.
but I kind of lost track what your original intention was with that analogy, Twin Peaks and, oh, David Lynch, right. And how he kind of breaches into like this nether world. I
Yeah.
mean, I feel like I feel like we're all, I mean, I think that the reason why David Lynch might be so popular, and with, you know, and I mean, I love David Lynch,
Yeah.
but it might be because he's kind of tapped into this kind of like, you know, this real unreal that, I mean, we all kind of know this nebulousness, this liminality, which is definitely something that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I'm interested in seeing how the numinous kind of enters into phenomena, and that can happen through, you know, like, I mean, we've all felt exalted experiences, transcendental things, whether it's like in a religious ceremony or going to a concert or just standing in front of a work of art, you know, that'll it'll do it to you,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like there's, I don't know, there's this, yeah, it's hard to explain, you know, but I have actually one of the people that we published through Evidence House, which is the micro publishing endeavor that Bretta C. Walker, photographer, artist, and I kind of collaborate on. We published this cinema collective out of Mexico called Colectivo Los Ingrávidos, and one of the things that they talk about is this idea of shamanic materialism. Basically, that, I mean, I'm gonna kind of like butcher it a bit, because you know, like that, I recommend anyone who's interested in this just to go and watch the works, because it's exactly what we're talking about. This idea that you can't really explain it, you know, like their cinematic process is what it is, you know, like their cinematic process is transforming them as much as it is creating these images, you know.
Yeah.
And it's this idea that every single thing in the material scope, you know, if you kind of look at it from a materialist point of view, that everything kind of emanates from the same sort of source in some, to some degree, that it, if you're interacting with it, it inevitably is creating a sort of an emanation of sorts. You know, you're, it's not just like, sender and receiver. There's something, you know, there's a triad there, something that happens when there's an when there's that spark. You know, there has to be 1 + 2, but then a three comes out. And in this case, maybe you can talk about an artwork, a film or something, but there's an experience there. It kind of goes back to what Walter Benjamin would call the ritual value of art versus the exhibition value of art, you know, like this idea of aura that he would talk about. I don't know if you're super aware with it, but basically the idea that aura encapsulates the original. You know, he was talking about it in his book, this thing about representation. I forget the exact title of the book, Art in the Age of Representation or something like that. But basically that once you reproduce a piece of art, whether it's through, you know, through like copying it or reprinting it or on a screen in our computer, say today, that it, I mean, according to him, you cannot really have that original aura of the original work. You know, so if you're watching a Da Vinci right now, you're not watching the real thing. You cannot possibly capture what he was feeling. Although, what these people, I mean, what Los Ingrávidos basically say with their shamanic materialism is basically that everything is kind of like part of a continuum, part of a process. So once you make the work of art, it doesn't matter how you experience it, how you process it, how you digest it, it's still having, like, I don't know if legacy or residue would be the word, but you know, there's something that's still alive in there that you can, and especially if you do it with that intention from the very get-go, you know, if you're conjuring this thing and, you know, with a camera, especially, you know, in the realm of so-called documentary nonfiction, if you don't write something preordained, you know, if you just arrive and, you know, you're using the, you know, everyone knows that when you point a camera at them, something happens. You know, when a camera is pointed at you, you become a little bit more aware. You might brush your, you know, like people always do something when the camera is, you know, but basically taking that and pushing it to a next level where it's like, okay, I can use the camera. You know, it's interesting work, I'll say the least. You know, like there's things that can be done in that kind of realm, and especially if the subject is a collaborator, like it opens up an entire realm of possibilities, you know.